Hi, it's another Anfield Rap special. I'm Josh Sexton. I'm joined today by Chris Williams. And Chris, I'm hoping you can tell us a little bit more about Timo Werner, because he's a name that's been coming up a lot recently. He's obviously a name on most Liverpool supporters' lips at the moment where transfers are concerned, even though it doesn't feel like a massive issue in the world right now. We decided we'd get a bit more information on him. So I think most Liverpool supporters at the moment would sort of think they've got a bit of an idea of what Timo Werner's like from YouTube highlights and the things that BT Sport occasionally puts out on Twitter and stuff. But if you're a bit more sceptical of that sort of thing like I am, could you just describe to someone like me what type of player he is?
Yeah, sure. Well, obviously he's an attack-minded player because he's a forward. I mean, no surprise there. He's a very fast player, likes to play on the shoulder of the last defender. Really quick, really mobile. Can play in a varied of positions, can play either as a centre forward. Normally in a two, doesn't like playing in a one. Spoken about that many a times. Doesn't like to be the, you know, the spearhead, likes to work in a two. Or, what you think would be more prevalent to Liverpool supporters is the fact that he can play on the left or the right of a forward line. So if you look at how Liverpool have played predominantly this season, 4-3-3, he could fit in on either the right or the left of that. If Liverpool were to go 4-2-3-1, I think Timo Werner would probably prefer to be in that bank of three behind. But I mean, if you've seen him on any of the YouTube highlights, or if you've managed to catch a Leipzig game on BT Sport, I've been lucky enough to cover Leipzig three times this season live. In fact, four, sorry, including the Champions League game at Tottenham. And yeah, Timo Werner has stuck out time and time again as a real goal scorer. I mean, finishing wise, the last few weeks before the season halted, he looked a little bit distracted, probably no surprise because he's been talking about a move himself. But prior to that, I mean, his finishing is unbelievable. If I was to equate it to somebody in Liverpool, I'd put it up to Daniel Sturridge's level of finishing in the almost season under Brendan Rodgers, where everything Sturridge touched either turned to an assist or a goal, and I would put Timo Werner somewhere in that level.